T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Carla. Once again, I am blazing new trails. Once again, I am looking at something for what it is and thinking of it in a very logical, rational, reasonable way.
I like how you talk yourself into believing what you say. Okay, you guys, we're talking about marrying your cousin. We mentioned, I think it was Monday, approximately 250,000 people here in America are married to their first or second cousins. First or second, okay? That's pretty close to home. Me and him and we're talking about it, and he's like, you know what? I don't see anything wrong with it. It's not really a big deal. I'm like, how is it not a big deal? And then he starts name dropping like all these people and celebrities who have married their cousins. And I'm thinking, so what? It's still weird. It's still taboo. You're messing with DNA and genes that are just a little too intertwined. How weird is that? You can chime in on Facebook. We went live and talked about it on Power 935. Feel free to comment there if you can't get in on the phone lines, because the phone lines are going crazy. It's weird.
All right, I gave you time to speak your part of it. This is why I say it's okay. First of all, there are half of these 50 United States recognize marriages to cousins. Half. And in Kansas, you can be married to your cousin as long as you got married out of state. And by the way, also in Kansas, cousins can be together like in relationships we don't need to clearly spell out and live together, and you're not breaking the law. So I thought about this as some of the greatest people that we know. Well, I won't say greatest, but some people that are well known. Rudy Giuliani married his cousin. Jesse James, the famous outlaw. He was married to his cousin.
Come on. Weird.
869-1093. Somebody please call in and agree with me. I know somebody listening this morning has cousins that are married that are perfectly normal people, and it's high time that somebody was a voice for them. Hello, Power 93.5.
Good morning, Hitman. I am so sorry, but I have to agree with Carla.
Don't be sorry. You're correct.
Absolutely crazy. That's insane.
It's not insane. Cousins get married all the time. Rudy Giuliani and his wife, they had kids. They're fine.
Quit name dropping Rudy Giuliani. I can't believe 200. Go ahead.
The guy ran for president. People voted him to be the president and married to his cousin. He's fine. And by the way, one of the greatest presidents in the history of modern history of this country, Franklin D. Roosevelt, was married to his cousin.
Are you done?
And he's a little cuckoo, too.
Yeah. That doesn't mean they're...
Goodness.
Something's going on.
Hitman, kissing cousins? No. There's a lot of eligible bachelors and bachelorettes out here that you shouldn't have to kiss your cousin.
There are enough people in this world, on this planet, you don't need to marry your cousin.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for calling. Carla, you need to understand, and people need to grasp a hold of the reality that love comes in all sorts of different ways. Hello, Power 93.5, what do you think?
Hey, Hitman, what's up? This is Shane. Hey, I have to disagree with you on that, bro.
Oh, come on.
Thank you.
Can I get
it's
some progressive
weird.
Thinking people around here?
So weird.
Come on.
I heard of kissing cousins, but come on, man. That's taking it a little far, don't you think so?
Dude, they're not breaking the law. Especially if their cousin's living here in Kansas. They can, like, do whatever and live together and be fine. They just can't get married. But if they got married out of state, they would still be, you know, legal.
I wonder if anybody's going to call in and say, hey, I'm married to my cousin. It's great.
I don't know about that. That'd be kind of awkward going to family affairs, you know.
Yeah.
Right? Like, how do you explain... Hey, this is Tommy.
You don't. Who goes to family
Joan.
Events and they're explaining their relationships? It's a conversation people don't have. Thank you, Shane. Thank you for calling. And quite frankly, some people in regular type relationships don't want to explain them anyway. Hello, Power 93.5. Can I finally get an open-minded thinking person about this?
Open-minded?
That's what I believe. Good man.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
That is the grossest crap. This is Keita's mama, the gospel comedian of Wichita, Kansas, and all over the world, Hitman. I love you.
Oh.
And I love the other lady.
Oh,
thank you.
I mean the lady, not the other lady, because Hitman's not a lady. Listen here.
I'm glad you figured that out.
That's a morning joke, buddy. That's a morning. Good morning, Hitman.
Good morning, girl.
This is your girl, Keita's mama. Okay, it's the grossest thing ever. Don't do that. Your baby might come out with a double butt. Don't do that, baby.
A
that
double
ain't cool.
Butt.
Damn.
God don't like ugly, baby. Don't do that.
All
please.
All right. Thank
yeah,
you.
That's not cool. This is Keita's mama, though.
All right.
The
I got it.
The comedian of Wichita.
Thank
with
you,
the
girl.
On
thank
the car.
Thank
bye,
you.
Keita.
Oh, my God. Well, we have double butts anyway. You got a left and a right cheek. Come on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.